Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Vita, who's Executive Vice President with Beaulieu Commercial. David, how you doing?
Oh, good morning, Kemp. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for being on the show with us. Actually, let's talk a little bit about your background. I think you've spent most of your life in the flooring business. Give a quick rundown on how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, Kemp, the only industry I've ever been in is the flooring business. I started with Shaw Industries in their sales training program about 30 days after I graduated college and have been in the commercial industry with Shaw and now with Beaulieu for 23 years.
All right, and you came over to Beaulieu about a year ago. I think you're leading up the sales and marketing effort focused on the commercial market, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. And the reason I want to talk to you today is because you guys have made a decision around your brands, which I find very interesting, and your card is already reflecting that. Your card does not say Beaulieu of America on it. It says B-O-L-Y-U. So you guys have decided to consolidate your brands under that one name, haven't you?
Yes, we have. You know, a lot of different reasons. We have been going to market with our Beaulieu commercial business under really three distinct brands outside of the hospitality brand, which is something I have no involvement in at all, the Aqua brand. Mm-hmm. But commercially, in the specified world, we've been going to market under the Cambridge brand, under the brand new Pure brand, which is a carpet tile line, and also under the third brand, the Beaulieu brand, the B-O-L-Y-U brand, which is kind of the phonetic spelling of our parent company name.
Right.
The Beaulieu brand and the Cambridge brand have been marketed really for the last 8 or 10 years in the marketplace, while the Pure brand is brand new. And what we've done is we have decided really that we want to kind of give our salespeople and, more importantly, all of our clients, the A&D clients, the dealer flooring contracting clients, and the end-use clients that we call on, the opportunity to really work with our people with all the resources we have to offer as a company. So by consolidating the three brands of Pure, Cambridge, and Beaulieu into one distinct, very specific brand, we hope and we believe that we're really going to provide all the ammunition that we have as an organization into one complete consolidated package, a very specific and targeted package that our clients hopefully will be able to benefit from and see us as a valuable resource to them.
All right, so one component of this is, you know, you used to have three sales forces out there, and each one of them focused on each of these brands. And now what you've done is you say, okay, same size of sales force, they're still out there. Now every one of you guys can sell all products under one brand name. Is that right?
Yes, all under the name Beaulieu. Our sales organization are immensely excited because, for example, if you were the Cambridge representative, you had a lot of products focused in on the TI segment, a little bit on the education, a lot on the assisted living segment. But you kind of fell off the map when it came to the higher-end corporate opportunities into the strategic account that involved a lot of carpet tile opportunities. You really didn't have a lot to offer. You had a few products here and there, Kemp, but you really didn't have a lot of ammunition to compete with the Shaws of the world and the Mohawks and so on. Now you start adding all of the resources that we have that was divided up into those three brands, and now you have a product line that's roughly about 200 different running line styles of products, both carpet tile and Broadloom. You have all the different resources of custom capabilities, all the product development efforts. Heck, our product development folks were struggling daily when they were launching products or even just innovating new products, figuring out, boy, what product brand does this need to go into? You know, who are we going to give this product to?
Right.
Well, now we don't have to worry about that anymore. All the resources are going into one consolidated brand. Heck, with this, our salespeople are going to see new product show up on their doorsteps roughly about every 5 to 6 weeks. We've already maintained that schedule at the beginning of this year, and we're going to continue that schedule throughout the year. We're very aggressive. You know, while a lot of companies in this economic downturn have really cut back on product launches because they're so very expensive to do, we're growing. We're going to continue to add more ammunition to our group, make our product line more complete, and more representative of what's going on in the marketplace today.
I think it's interesting that you've picked this Beaulieu brand name because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that the Cambridge name was probably a bigger part of your volume.
Oh, Kemp, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Cambridge represented probably 3/4 of our overall volume on the commercial side of our business. So it was far and away what you would, I guess, would refer to as the flagship part of our business.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very difficult and complex decision to ultimately go with Beaulieu, which was really more of a third or a quarter of our total business.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason being is Cambridge had built a very good reputation, but a very specific reputation in the overall TI side of the business, in what you would still consider the specified commercial world, but not necessarily in the middle to upper end of the specified commercial world. The Beaulieu brand, on the other hand, over the past 8 or 10 years, has built a very, very good reputation in the middle to upper end of the world. But the problem with that particular brand is it wasn't that large because we just didn't have that many feet on the street representing it. Mm-hmm. And we really just ultimately felt like it was going to be a heck of a lot easier to not have to fight the perception of being commodity commercial brand and call ourselves Cambridge, especially with the design community. But if we called ourselves Beaulieu, and who already had, at least in the markets that they had representation, already had a very, very good reputation for cutting-edge design, high style, high quality, at very good value price points. And then to bring in the Cambridge part of that package into that line, we really felt like that we wouldn't be fighting the perceptions that, you know, it's hard enough to sell carpet in the world. You certainly don't want to add another set of complexities that, you know, that you're having to fight before you even get in the door. And that was really a big chunk of our thinking. The other thing that we really felt strongly about with Beaulieu was we felt like that the Beaulieu would associate us with our parent company but still give us that very distinct commercial marketing difference that we really need, and we certainly are going to continue to try to market very heavily.
All right, so as we look at the Beaulieu and you start to build the promise or the selling proposition underneath that name, what do you want Beaulieu to be known for to the A&D or to the downstream market?
You know, we want to be solution providers, first and foremost. We want to have resources that our clients can call upon regardless of the market segments and the very specific design requirements that they're looking for. We don't want to be a niche player. By no means are we going to be somebody that you're going to say is, oh, they're a healthcare mill. We are going to have a very substantial, and already do, and a growing healthcare assisted living package. We're not going to be just an educational package of products, but we're going to have a substantial offering. And we'll go up and down the list, retail, store, corporate, TI, government, whatever you're looking for. We believe this consolidation of these three brands, that all three had very good pieces of ammunition to cover those segments, but in a lot of times, Kemp, it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough options for a designer, wasn't enough options for a flooring contractor or even an end user to really consider.
Well, real quick, I know everybody's packing to go to Neocon, and I think you guys have completely redone your showroom. So talk just briefly about what you're planning to do at Neocon.
Yeah, we actually have two separate showrooms. For years and years, the Cambridge brand and the Beaulieu brand were in one showroom. And then a year or year and a half or so ago, when we launched the Pure brand, we leased another space, a permanent space on the 11th floor, just one door down from our current space, mm-hmm. under the Pure label. Well, today, with the fact that we're consolidating, we're still going to occupy both of those showrooms, and we are going to utilize the bigger of the two showrooms to demonstrate all of our new products that we're launching for the summer and fall months. We're really happy to say that a big chunk of the products that we are launching or showing at Neocon will actually show up in architectural folder format, being it's done. It's not like some concept form that will be introduced 6 or 9 months later. We're very excited to say that our architect folders on about half the products that we're showing at Neocon are already done and getting ready to ship to our sales force. So we'll have that in the bigger of the two showrooms, and then we've got a really neat little concept for the smaller of the showroom where it's going to be a kind of a studio format where our clients can come in. They're going to have a picture-taking studio set up, as well as the connection that we showed last year and featured and actually won several awards last year at Neocon with our TacFast Association.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you up there, and I appreciate you giving us an update on the consolidation of all of your business under the B-O-L-Y-U, Beaulieu brand name. So we've been talking again to David Vita, Executive Vice President with Beaulieu Commercial, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.